But I want to share with you three ideas, actually. That's my ratzon tonight. Mainly two ideas from Rav Hirsch, Rav Shimshon Paul Hirsch, whose Torah I love. And as an intro, a little bit, we'll speak out an idea from the Neshe Chachma. Neshe Chachma was a Rav Neir Simcha Dvinsk. He also wrote the Or Sameach on the Rambam. Two of Klal Yisrael's like most Gevaldik works, very Geschmack, enjoyed Torahs, Torah Svarim. So the Meshe Chachma talks about Yontif in general. And I saw this recently, and with Yontif coming up, the powerful idea I want to share with you. So in the contrast of Yontif and Shabbos, there are two really halachic differences. You guys know the halachic differences of Shabbos and Yontif? Number one is?
Melachas that you need for your own sustenance.
Yes. Excellent. It's called Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh. And anything that's, any melacha that is needed for making food, really. And there's some other stuff that branch out of that, like lighting candles. But melacha that's needed for food is mutter. Ochel Nefesh. And secondly, is hotza'ah. Hotza'ah, to carry from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim, to public property, or to another rishus hayachid, or from a rishus harabim to a rishus hayachid, to bring things from a place to another is mutar an yantif, whereas on Shabbos, it's not. So the significance. We're going to ask, what's the significance of the difference between Shabbos, where Ochel Nefesh is Isidaraisa, and Hotza'ah, caring, is Isidaraisa. You can't cook something on Shabbos. That's like step one in Hilchos Shabbos, no cooking. And you're not allowed to carry. That's how Masechet Shabbos actually starts. It's Yisra Shabbos, Shtayim Shanachas. So what's the significant difference? And we'll add in a question, which is Nogea Teshvus, really, that we know there's a famous machlokas between the Chachamim and the Tzidukim, the Sadducees, when to start counting Sfiras Omer, because the Sfiras Omer says you start counting 7 weeks from Mimacharas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. And, you know, that's what Shabbos, when? And the Chachamim understand that the word Shabbos over there, from the day after Shabbos, you start counting Sfiras Omer, is actually Pesach. Thursday of Pesach is called Shabbos in the Pasuk. So we're wondering about that. We're wondering why Pesach is referred to as Shabbos. Okay, and here's a beautiful yesod to keep in mind that can really, you know, you can carry this with you throughout life. The differences between Shabbos and Yontif. The Or Sameach, the Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Emor, he says that there are different types of mitzvahs in the Torah. There are mitzvahs such as tzitzis, lulav, tefillin, and the agenda of those mitzvahs are to be mekasher us to Avinu Shebashamayim, to our Father in Heaven. They mekasher us to Hashem. They connect us to Hashem. It's a ben adam lemakom type of mitzvah, creating, locking in that relationship in a specific way through that commandment. There are other mitzvahs where the agenda is to connect us to each other, to make kasher us and bring a chibur between Klal Yisrael, Ish es re'ehu, every man and his friend. Those are mitzvahs like Truma, Meiser, Leket, Shechapeya, Gemilus Chasadim, Bikur Cholim, Achnasus Orchim, Levayis and Meis, Achnasus Kala. And it's kind of like two different categories, two parashios of mitzvahs, asay, that we have. So he says Shabbos is a time that each man is in his home, and he is having a day of, you know, whatever it is going to hear, whatever Shabbos is to you, of testimony, Hashem being the Borei Olam, Zeich Leman Sibereshah, Zeich Leitzitz Mitzrayim. It's a day where I am having a day of godliness. Me, my family, my in my world. And that's really the agenda. And we're connecting as a nation, we're connecting, but in a different kind of way. He brings the Medrash. The Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra, it says, the Pasuk says, referring to Esav, Vayikach Esav es Nashav, Esav took his wives, et Banav and his sons, that's Benosav and his daughters, that's Kol Nafshos Beso, and all of the Nefashos, the people, the souls of his home. And even though Medrash says that was only speaking about six people, it's referred to as Nefashos in the plural. And the Medrash compares to a pasuk about Yaakov, that he called Nefesh Yotze Yerech Yaakov, all of the people that came out of Yaakov, Shivim Nefesh, 70, you would expect to say Nefashos, but it says Nefesh, Shivim Nefesh. And the Medrash says, Esav, that is Oved Le'elohus Harbei, that serves many gods. So, Sibbe Nefashos Harbe, there are many people there, because each person is really connected to its own deity. Aval Yaakov Shehu Oved Eloka Echad, Aval Yaakov, who serves one God, Sibbo Nefesh Echas. That's only one Nefesh. He called Nefesh. That's why it says, He called Nefesh Yotze Yerech Yaakov Shivim Nefesh. Powerful Medrash. That means that even on Shabbos, the Meshech Chacham is bringing this, even on Shabbos, when the agenda of the mitzvah is to connect ourselves as a yachid, as a mishpacha, as bring your world up to Hashem, bring Hashem down to your world, that we're still, that connects us tremendously as Am Yisrael, because that makes us, the Medrash tells us, as long as we are all focused on Eloka Echad, one Hashem, that makes us Nefesh, that brings us into unity. But it's a different kind of unity. It's a unity that we're all focused in the same direction. That's like Tefillin, Mezuzah, Lulav. Yontif, a great part of the agenda of Yontif, every Yontif has its own purpose and meaning to it, as we'll speak about Shavuos, hopefully, as Hashem soon. But in all Yomim Tovim, there is a Ratzon, there is a desire for us to unite and connect as a community, not just in the nefesh kind of way that we're all focused towards Eloka Echad, towards the same Hashem, but that we're actually sharing practically, sharing in the chag, in the experience. And says the Meshech Chacham, that is why there's a heter, permission to cook, because if you look around Masechet Beitzah, so much of the heterim of cooking and when you cook and how you cook is based on, the Gemara always says, Shema Yava Orchem, maybe more guests will come. The idea of cooking, of being able to cook, is you don't know before you end up how much you're going to have to cook, because there's going to be so much sharing and interpersonal relation throughout Yom Tov that who knows? We can't aser cooking, and obviously hotzah, caring as well, that you have to be able to bring something from one rishus to another rishus, because that's kind of the whole mood of a Yom Tov, of a chag. And he adds the idea of Aliyah L'Regel, that we're all coming together to be Olah L'Regel, and the Chag that always happens then, and is consistent with that mood. It's a beautiful idea going into any Yom Tov or Shabbos to have this Meshech Chachma and Parshas Emor, Dibur Maskel Dot starts with, in our hearts. Just getting into that aspect of the day. Okay. On to Rabbeinu Hirsch, as they say in German. a little bit about Shavuos. We'll see how much time we have. So as is clear in the Torah, Shavuos doesn't stand alone. There's a progression from Pesach into Sfiras HaOmer into Shavuos. Pesach into Sfiras HaOmer into Shavuos. The Sfiras HaOmer, if you ask your friend, say in high school, what's Sfiras HaOmer? They'll say, oh, that's the time that you're not allowed to get haircuts and get married and listen to music, right? But we know between us that it really has nothing to do with Sfiras HaOmer. It happens to be that in the Sfiras HaOmer, in those days, to Lag BaOmer at least, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died because they weren't, Chazal say, they didn't treat each other with enough respect. And mourning the death of the Talmidim, that's why we don't get haircuts, and that's why we don't listen to music and stuff like that. But Sfiras HaOmer really is the time that we count from the Omer, which is the offering that's brought in the first Ketzira, the first harvest. We didn't harvest. If you've ever heard of Chadash and Yashan, the grain Chadash and Yashan. Yashan means old, and Chadash means new. Any grain that's grown in before Pesach, from when it starts to grow, you can't take part in that grain until the first harvest, which happens the day after Pesach. The day after Pesach, and that starts, we said, Mechares HaShabbos, that starts the 7-week counting until Shavuos. And that's why we call Sfiras HaOmer, from the Karban HaOmer that's brought on Tezai Nisan, the day after Pesach, we count up until Shavuos. I'm remembering now that I didn't answer one of the questions in the Har Sameach, so I'm going to go back to that and answer it quickly, and then we'll go back. We asked, why is Pesach called Shabbos? So Har Sameach says, because on Pesach, on that night of Pesach, in Mitzrayim at least, everyone was stuck in their home. And there was a mitzvah, Al Yeteish Min Pesach Beisa, you couldn't leave the house. And it was each family to themselves. And that's why, even though it was Yontif then, Pesach took on Bechina, a mood of Shabbos. Fine. But back to Sfiras HaOmer. That's Sfiras HaOmer. So the Pasuk in Devarim, numerous times the Torah speaks about Sfiras HaOmer. The Pasuk in Devarim says, 7 weeks, Shiva Shavuos, Tispar Lach, you should count. And these are the three words that we want to hold on to. Mehachel Chermesh Bakama. Mehachel Chermesh Bakama. You should count 7 weeks from, I'm going to read the art school translation, from when the sickle is first put to the standing crop. When the sickle hits the corn, when the a sickle is, I believe that, you know, a harvesting knife with the half moon. When the sickle hits the corn, you start counting 7 weeks. So our first question is going to be to open up a little bit of the ideas of Shavuos. Sfiras Omer, what's the significance of counting the Sfiras Omer from when the sickle hits the crop? The ripe corn that you worked on all winter, and you finally take it, take the sickle and harvest and bring it home. He says, honey, I'm home. We are going to enjoy this bread for the summer. Why is that the beginning of Sfiras Omer? Question number two is, why is that beginning of the crop, of the harvest, the day after Pesach? Is that a coincidence? Why is it the day right after Pesach? Strong question. Sfiras Omer could have been any time. Like the day after Pesach, we don't have enough to on our mind. And Mimacharas HaShabbos, we'd like to come to understanding in Rav Hirsch's head of in his Torah what why Pesach is called, why it's Mimacharas HaShabbos. Okay. Yeah, we got the questions. Question number one. Why is the Sfiras Omer started from when you do the harvest? Question number two. Why is Tes Zion Nisan, the day after Pesach, the day where you start the Sfiras Omer? And question number three is, why is it called Shabbos? Why is Pesach called Shabbos there? Or why is the Sfiras Omer Mimacharas HaShabbos, from the tomorrow after Shabbos? Got the questions? Jason, Yehuda? Got the questions? Hope so. Brian, I see you got it. Okay. So we'll speak out some of the dear ideas of Rav Hirsch. Some of these ideas are on some level simple, but you know, paint a lot of what I've seen in Rav Hirsch's writings. And it says the Rav that by most nations in the world, other peoples that are living in our world, the so to speak count, when you're counting, when you're waiting, when you're leading up to the goal, the final goal, you're counting towards when the sickle hits the corn. You're counting towards the harvest. That's a man of the world, a man in the field. I'm living my life. I'm building myself up to be able to feel like, yeah, I worked. I put in my sweat. I did what I needed to do. I was responsible. I had foresight. I planted the seeds in the right place. And now I'm coming home and I'm feeling good about it. I got a harvest. I got what to show for myself. The sickle hit the corn. Higati. I've arrived. I'm here. And my count is towards that moment. That's what I'm aiming at. That's what the nations of the world. The Torah teaches us that by Am Yisrael, by the Yehudim, it's the exact opposite. Exact opposite. We start counting when the sickle hits the corn. We start counting after the first harvest. Our lives are not waiting, anticipating till we could feel successful from the work of our hands. There is success there. And there's what to be excited about and proud of. That I can now use all of my assets and resources as a springboard to be able to now count and to be able to bring all of my assets into Torah and bring Torah into all of my assets. And once I have my corn, now I'm ready to count. Now is where it really starts. And I'm going towards the Torah. So mehachel chermesh bekama, when the sickle hits the corn, that's when I start counting towards Matan Torah, because that's driving home what's the ikar, what matters to the Jewish people. Is it the ketzira, or is it Zman Matan Torah Seinu? And the answer is, the Ketzira matters in as much as it's the beginning of the count towards Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Tezai Nisan, the day after Pesach, we have to have that moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim before having that harvest. And a big yesod from Rav Hirsch, we have to be living our life understanding that our assets are from Hashem and for Hashem. It's a line that comes up in a lot of different places in different ways. It's from Hashem and it's for Hashem. And when I had a Yetzias Mitzrayim night and I relived Yetzias Mitzrayim with the matzah and the Karban Pesach, and I realized where I came from and that everything I have and my freedom and my abilities and my production would not be here without Hashem, and then I start counting towards Matan Torah, that's teaching me that everything I have is from Hashem, because He took me out of Mitzrayim. That's a symbol of what we know, that everything we have is from our master of the world, from Hashem, and it's for Hashem. Seems like in the teachings of Rav Hirsch, Mimacharis HaShabbos, Shabbos is referring to the whole time that you're not allowed to do the harvest. I'm not even sure if it's talking about the day of Pesach. It could be the word Shabbos is referring to like almost like a Shemitah. It's called Shabbos Aretz. That whole time that you're not allowed to do Ketzira, you're not allowed to harvest until the day after Pesach, that's called Shabbos. So the day after Pesach is called the Mecharas HaShabbos. That's what I understood. And I actually, typically prepared a lot more. And another beautiful piece of Torah from Rav Hirsch about Shavuos. But I think our time is up, and we'll have to save it for another occasion. But this teaching, I think we could hold on to. It'd be very powerful as we're coming up to Shavuos. And Sfiras HaOmer, people have different kavanas when they're doing Sfiras HaOmer. I'm not such a, mystical man, but every night, counting Sfiras HaOmer and just locking in that idea that at least in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and we're still holding on to that. That's why we do the Sfiras HaOmer. That in the times of the Beis HaMikdash and in the way Klai Yisrael, the form of Klai Yisrael, is that we have a winter of hard work, and the excitement that's felt, that we do feel, but is felt as the end all for other people in the world. We who are the Am Hashem, we are lucky to realize that there's much more, so much more, that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning, and then we get to Zman Matan Torah Seinu, and that's out of this world. That's out of this world. And that teaches us that what's Iker, what's Tafel, what's the main, what's the side, where do we put our kokos, where do we put our energies? We never want to make the field more important than the Torah Hashem. We never want to feel like Torah Hashem is holding me back from fully involving myself like I want to in the field. That cannot be, because it's the opposite. The field is the springboard to living life at Torah Hashem. I don't want to feel like there's so many halachas and problems that I can't engage in my real goals as I want to because Torah is getting in the way. The Sirius Omer teaches us the opposite. My assets and my resources that I'm looking forward to, are to be able to bring me the ability to get closer to the Torah Hashem. Hashem Shavu Siyat Neshmaya, to have a beautiful Chag as Matan Torah Seinu, to be able to hold on to these messages, Yantif, the unity of Klal Yisrael, of Shavuos, the pinnacle, the climax, the real goal of everything that we're doing here. Amen, v'amen.